We invited Christy Whitman, the head of the EPA, to respond to some of those comments. We started off by asking her about an assurance she gave to the attorneys general of 7 northeastern states earlier this year that no dramatic changes would be made in the Clean Air Act without full public process.
That's exactly true. That's what's happening. There are two things that are being done here that are being proposed. One is a set of rules that actually were first proposed in 96 by the Clinton administration and then were given full public hearing. They've been subject to public hearing and debate, and they actually don't impact the power plants at all. These go to other manufacturers, the proposed regulations here. Those are the ones who propose to go final. The others that are the ones that would have an impact on utilities are going to be subject to the full public process.
We just talked to Eric Schaefer, who used to work for you at EPA. He says these new rules, particularly with regard to power plants, aren't just bad. He called them a stink bomb for the environment. What would you say to Mr. Schaefer?
Well, I would hope that Eric Schaefer would actually read what we were proposing before he made comments, because if he did, he would understand that he's just dead wrong on that one. He knows the need to have some reform of new source review. These are the ones that don't impact the power plants, but impact others and will help and make it easier to get cleaner air. So there's nothing that the agency has done that would be a stink bomb to the environment. What we have actually done is something that will help clean up the air.
But you yourself argued that there should be modest changes to the Clean Air Act. These seem much more dramatic.
Well, again, these are proposals. What we're talking about, I think when you're saying things that are more dramatic than modest, those are proposals. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there would be many who would argue they're not all that dramatic, and because we don't know where we're going to end up. You don't know how dramatic they'll end up being. But it's clear that new source review, while it has been very helpful and very important as it has impacted new construction, has in fact gotten in the way of activities, retrofits at old power plants that could have helped clean the environment. Because the operators were so concerned about triggering new source review, they did not move forward with things that they could have done to enhance the performance of their facilities that were more environmentally friendly. Under new source review, they're allowed to continue increasing their emissions by 39 tons without having to trigger new source review, so they kept incrementally increasing them. We're trying to get at these facilities and make sure that we have in process something that understands the entire impact on the atmosphere and the air.
Mr. Schaefer also argues that these rule changes are not necessary because there's an Energy Department study that shows last year was a boom year for power plant construction, and there are now a glut of power plants in the market.
Well, he's absolutely right. The rules, the new source review has not stopped, and so the one thing we found in this report, and we say it very clearly, has not been a disincentive to new power plant construction. New power plants, when they come online, they're using the best available technology, but Eric Schaefer should be one of the first to acknowledge that the biggest problem we have for clean air is the old power plants, the coal-fired power plants that were grandfathered under the Clean Air Act that everyone thought would be retired, which haven't been. One of the reasons is because of cost. They've just kept them going. We need to get at those. They are still functioning, and they are dirty. And what we're proposing gets precisely at those plants that have not been successfully dealt with under the current program.
When you became EPA administrator, you said that President Bush told you when you took the job that you would be the top environmental official in the administration. A lot of people see this decision where you argued for modest reforms and some other decisions overruled by the White House as suggesting that environmental policy is not being made at the EPA, but it's being made in the White House by Vice President Cheney and others. What would you say to that?
Environmental policy of this administration is made by the President of the United States. That's the way it always should be. I was a governor. I did not expect my cabinet officials to make environmental policy. This is a proposal that with which I am very comfortable, and the President is supportive of it. But the President is the one who is the top. I mean, is you know the old saying, the buck stops here. And in any administration, it's the top elected official.
Well, thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Okay, it's my pleasure.
Christy Whitman is administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency.